I do have two readings to start today with. One is a very short reading. It's a proverb from, of course, Proverbs. And the other one is from a quote, and I'll tell you who that's from in just a second. The proverb that I'd like to read for you comes from Proverbs 15, verse 13. I'll be reading from the English version of the ESV of the Bible. The reading says, "A glad heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is crushed." Now from Thich Nhat Hanh, who says, "We can smile, breathe, walk, and eat our meals in a way that allows us to be in touch with the abundance of happiness that is available. We are very good at preparing to live, but not very good at living. We know how to sacrifice 10 years for a diploma, and we're willing to work very hard to get a job, a car, a house, and so on. But we have difficulty remembering that we are alive in the present moment, the only moment there is for us to be alive. Every breath we take, every step we make can be filled with peace, joy, and serenity. We need only to be awake and alive in the present moment." May we add blessing and understanding to the reading of these words. David, I'm going to ask you, sir, if you wouldn't mind to play a song for us, sir.
This is a song called Bruce Andre, and Will You Remember It? It's a Christian song by Guy Berger.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, David. For those that are here with us, those online, you can hear more from David and his music at davidmichaelcray.com. If you want to go back and watch, if you're here live, the video will have that across it. Online, you can see David's information there. Thank you again. It's always a gift to have you with us, sir. So, COVID, gun violence, the Ukraine, global warming, the recent SCOTUS ruling of on Roe versus Wade, the blurring of the line between church and state. The world seems like it's full of hate and divisions. Racism, sexism, ageism, lookism, heterosexism, so many other isms. We've got plenty to be concerned about. And that's why today I want to talk about the importance of practicing joy. If we are to be healthy in the midst of all of these difficulties, we need to learn to be intentional about being joyful. So, my message today is entitled, Be Joyful Anyway. Dr. Martin Luther King once said, peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. I can't help but believe that happiness is fairly similar. But for that matter, I believe peace and happiness are kindred spirits. And so that said, happiness is a means of travel, not a destination. It isn't a place to which we attempt to arrive as much as it is a way that we all go about traveling, or at least should try. It is a feeling and a purpose that we carry with us through our daily activities. In many ways, it's an emotional buffer that protects us from what can sometimes seem like constant letdowns and confusion in life. And in other words, it's not just an important life skill, it's really sort of an essential one. When I think about being joyful, I can't help but hearing Bobby McFerrin's song in my head, Don't Worry, Be Happy. It always comes to mind when I think about being joyous. And I have to tell you that I in no way believe that it's possible to follow that directive all the time. I do, however, believe that we all need to endeavor to follow it more frequently. So let's just spend a little time today thinking about what the practice of being joyful, being happy, looks like, what the benefits of it is. To be happy, to be joyful, is to see the positive things and to maintain this sense of hopefulness. Yeah, you know it when you see a joyous person with their wide smile and this kind of glowing energy around. It's almost like a light that some people carry with them. It's as if their happiness is just as present externally as it is internally. Well, one important step to figuring out how to more frequently travel through life this way is, well, sorting out the strategies of happiness and which ones work for you and which ones do not. For example, lots of people seem to think that having material stuff and wealth is the key to happiness, even though reality has shown over and over again that wealth might provide temporary joy, but very seldomly joy moving forward. And likewise, some people seem to believe that focusing on like a single goal, a talent, a job, a person, that's the key to being joyful. Frequently, though, a life lived that way can leave a person feeling empty and alone and isolated. So the reality is the answer to being happier and more joyous is deceptively simple and frustratingly difficult at the same time. The one best strategy to live joyously is to live in a way that aims to be joyous. The difficult truth is that It is the people who constantly focus on being happy that are naturally more inclined to feel happy. Again, happiness is a way of traveling, not a destination. It isn't a place to which we attempt to arrive as much. It is a way we go about traveling. And yeah, it can be difficult. And yes, it sometimes seems like those around us are acting as barriers to our happiness, preventing us from experiencing happiness. But in the end, truly, truly joyous people recognize that our ability to succeed at being happy, even if others are legitimately working against us, that it rests fully within ourselves. And not only that, but they also see that those whom we may have tempted to see as barriers still deserve the care and the respect we want for ourselves. To be joyous with others is to accept who they are, even if they choose a different path from ours. Being a happier person impacts our lives positively in tons of ways. And I'm not just talking about how we experience it in our day-to-day activities. For example, a study of researchers in New Zealand and in the United States suggests that a person's ability to express positive emotions is actually tied to their risk for heart disease. So if you're happy and you know it, don't clap your hands, tell somebody about it. Maybe do both. Whatever works for you. But express that happiness. It has benefits. In the study, participants took a test of their ability to express positive emotions with their facial expressions. And they also had their blood drawn and they had their risk for cardiovascular disease tested. And they looked at lifestyle, demographics, all of that. Believe it or not, it turned out that there was a correlation between people's heart health and their skills in expressing happiness. People who were more adept at communicating happiness through their body language also tended to get lower risk for heart disease. And in recent years, psychologists have begun to appreciate the benefits of happiness and positive emotions. Benefits that include everything from enhanced creativity to improved immune system functioning. Just down the road, Dr. Barbara Fredrickson at the University of North Carolina, who's a leader in the field of positive psychology. In response to the question of what good are positive emotions, she gives several responses. First of all, it turns out that happiness broadens your focus and expands your thinking. So positive emotions like love and happiness, joy, they expand your focus and your attention. When you're angry, she says, your focus narrows to the source of your frustration and the object of your anger. So she says that when you're upset, your mind is like a heat-seeking missile bent on destruction. Then contrast that with what happens to you when you get excited about something. Your mind, she says, actually opens up, and there's this free flow of ideas and intellectual possibilities. Curiosity basically abounds. And this is precisely why passion is so essential to artistic endeavors. And it's also why there needs to be a high positivity ratio in the workplace if we want high rate of productivity and a healthy bottom line. On a related note, Dr. Fredrickson also says that our health, happiness improves our ability to problem solve. Jesus suggests that when you're frustrated and you're having trouble solving some problem that confronts you, what you really need, if you're having a problem solving it, is a good laugh. A good laugh. Because it turns out that laughter can help unfreeze a stuck brain. She says, I will say, since I've read this, when I'm having writer's block, I go and intentionally, like, read some comments and stuff, and it frequently does actually work. She says to think of humor as a lubricant that allows the wheels, your thought process, to once again move towards a solution. The mechanism that underlies effective problem solving is creativity. And happiness helps the production of brain chemicals that aid in those efforts. So I say to you, laugh it up. Laugh it up. Happiness also builds physical, intellectual, and social resources. Maybe not surprisingly, or not so surprisingly, people are more playful when they are happy. They're interested in golf, tennis, marathon running, scuba diving, all kinds of activities. Happy people are more likely to exercise on a regular basis. And part of it is from their higher self-esteem seen in happy people. In short, happiness translates into physical fitness, stronger muscles, improved heart and lung function, increased flexibility. And people are also learn better when they're in a positive frame of mind. But for the most part, the most effective school teachers are the ones who find ways to make education enjoyable. See, laughter makes kids pay attention, and attention is key to learning. And if you think about it, the same is true when you take a continuing education class. Because you really hope, you really want a speaker who's not only knowledgeable about their subject, but can be engaging in some way. Also, not surprisingly, people gravitate towards positive people and away from negative people. If you're seeking a larger social group, happiness is part of the path to it. Happy people are just more fun to be with. They just are. Nobody wants to spend too much time around what Saturday Night Live calls a Debbie Downer or maybe a Daniel Downer, as the case may be. And here's why social relationships are so important. Warm, caring friendships provide a stabilizing support system. We all need that nowadays. Good friends are validating, inspiring, and motivational. They boost our sense of purpose and belonging, and countless studies have shown that strong social bonds are the key to a well-lived life. Having a positive attitude just makes life easier. A positive outlook eases pain, sadness, and grief. And it's not so much that bad things stop happening. You just deal with them better when you have a positive outlook. Alice Herz-Sommer, a Holocaust survivor, lived 108 years, was asked how she could be happy after living through such tragedy. But she replied, I look for the good. I know there is bad, but I look for the good thing. Being able to see the positive even when things are really tough really is the secret to a happier life. One of the reasons being positive leads to a happier life might be that it has a positive influence on your loved ones. Just think about those times. I know this happens in my house a lot. Those times when someone in the house is in a bad mood, a whole house responds to that with negative energy. You can practically watch the mood flow from room to room, to person to person. The same thing happens, though, with happy energy. It's contagious. We affect one another. I'll conclude with one last reason to be joyful. In some ways, given the current state of our nation, it's the most important one for me. When the world seems like it is full of hate and divisions, but every time you turn around, and it seems like people are yelling names at each other and putting racism, sexism, ageism, lookism, heterosexism, so many isms into play. One of the most effective forms of protest is to be happy anyway, to love people anyway, to encourage others anyway. Aja Monet, a contemporary American poet, has said, "Everybody wants to get free. What's going to look like when we're free? We must begin to practice happiness now." Happiness, joyfulness in the face of negativity, strife, division, all of those in our nation, happiness, joyfulness is essential. It is practicing what it will look like when we are finally free. These negative life approaches that pull us down as a nation and as a people. So don't worry. Be happy. I mean, don't stop resisting in the places that we must resist. But don't forget for one moment, not for one moment, that your happiness is possibly one of the most beautiful forms of resistance that you can offer. Amen. David, we would love to hear more from you, sir.
This is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Take our little time to slow down, look inward a little more possibly. As I always say, take this as a prayer, as a meditation. Just receive it the way that's best for you. Grab hold of the words that matter. Listen for what's speaking to you. Let's bow our heads together. Life is full of distractions, full of glittering gold. Full of things which we have given value. Too frequently, we find ourselves made captive, distracted by these valuable baubles that we have created. Sometimes, their money, the things which it can buy. Sometimes they are ideas which we have raised to the status of gods. Sometimes they are our desires, which we have elevated over the desires and sometimes over the needs of other people. And sometimes they are much more deceptive than that. Sometimes they are greed, power, privilege, hate, revenge, self-importance, and any number of emotional sinkholes that can pull us in and pull us under until it seems we have no choice but to live in them the rest of our lives. May we be reminded that the life of Jesus taught us, and what other spiritual teachers taught us about having a full life, a life abundant. Abundant because its focus is on joy, hope, forgiveness, helping others, supporting one another, kindness, peace, love, joy, those things which build each other up and ourselves as well. May we set aside the things that distract us and take up more of the things that make life more full. And in doing so, may we increase the fullness of the lives of others. Amen. I leave you with this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and with creation, reckon that we are one. And may you experience joy and happiness in your life, throughout your life. May you share that joy and happiness with each person you meet. Go now in peace and go in love.